AC won't turn on at all. Basic troubleshooting before you call. Nothing is more frustrating than an AC that doesn't respond at all. No hum, no airflow, nothing. Before assuming the worst, there are a few quick checks worth running through first. If your system is actually running but just blowing warm air or not cooling the house, that points to a different set of problems. Start with the simple checks first. Check the thermostat. Confirm it's set to cool and the target temperature is below the current room temperature. If the display is blank or unresponsive, try fresh batteries. A dead thermostat won't call for cooling at all. Check the breakers. Your AC typically has breakers for both the indoor air handler and the outdoor condenser. Check your electrical panel for either one tripped and reset once. If it trips again immediately, stop. That points to a real electrical issue, and it's time to call a professional rather than keep resetting it. Check for a full condensate pan. Many systems have a safety float switch that shuts the entire unit down if the condensate drain backs up or the pan fills, a deliberate feature to prevent water damage. If there's water near your indoor unit, that safety shutoff may be the reason nothing is running at all. Check the outdoor disconnect. There's often a separate disconnect switch near the outdoor unit itself. Confirm it's in the on position, since these can occasionally get bumped or switched off during other yard work. When to stop and call. If you've checked the thermostat, breakers, condensate situation, and outdoor disconnect and the system still won't respond, the cause is likely something that needs a trained diagnosis, a failed capacitor, a wiring issue, or a larger component failure like the compressor. There's no reliable way to safely troubleshoot electrical components without the right training and tools. Why it's worth being prompt about it. A total system failure, especially in Alabama heat, isn't something to sit on. The sooner it's diagnosed and repaired, the sooner you're back to cooling. And catching an electrical issue early can sometimes prevent it from affecting other components. If your AC won't turn on after these basic checks, call Perfect Service at 205-206-6091 or request service online. We'll diagnose it quickly and get you cooling again. Common questions about an AC that won't turn on. Could it just be a dead thermostat battery? Yes, and it's one of the easiest things to check. A thermostat with no display or power won't call for cooling at all, and this is a common simple fix. Why does a full condensate pan shut off the whole system? It's a deliberate safety feature, meant to prevent water damage from an overflow. It's protective, even though it looks like a random breakdown. Is it safe to keep resetting the breaker if it trips? No. If a breaker trips repeatedly right after resetting, that's a sign of a real electrical issue, and continuing to reset it isn't a safe long-term approach. Could an outdoor disconnect really get switched off by accident? Yes, particularly during yard work, pressure washing, or other activity near the outdoor unit. It's worth checking as a simple possibility before assuming a bigger problem. How quickly can a professional usually diagnose a total failure? Diagnosis time varies by cause, but a no power at all complaint often points to a specific, identifiable issue, like a capacitor or wiring fault, that a trained technician can pinpoint efficiently.